it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, man, don't mess with Bill. Just like the Marvelettes once said. Don't mess with Bill Jacory Kroski Merritt, who scored his first NFL touchdown yesterday. In the regular season, that is. And finished with 10 carries for 82 yards, including a 42-yarder, which was 36 yards over expectation, according to NFL Next Gen Stats, which put him at number 6 on their active list through week one last night, amongst the most impressive ball carriers. I forgot what they called it. I put it up on Twitter last night. But the bottom line is, Jacory Kroski Merritt had the 6-yard touchdown, had an 11-yard run that I thought was really impressive up the middle, which I'll get to in a sec, had the 42-yarder late in the game to kind of salt away the game, finished again 10-82 and a touch. And the bottom line is, I kept asking the question, look, are they going to have 4 running backs active when they only had 3 active for just about every game, if not every game last year? And I said, if that's the case, are they even going to have Bill active for his first NFL regular season game? And the resounding answer was yes. And I'm going to show you why. And Bill made the coaching staff look like geniuses. Now, I was a little bit surprised because I said, look, I think Chris Rodriguez is going to play based on the fact that he's a physical thumper, which they don't really have. 2, that he's got more experience in pass pro and pass protection. Now, I was told last week, and I didn't see this, you know, just a lot going on right before the show and, you know, only so much you can glean, but that Bill was lining up and getting the first reps as running back last week during practice. So everybody kind of out there expected that to happen. I did not know. I wasn't sure. Even when we had Logan Paulson on the other day, who is as close to this team as anybody and analyzes and gets tape and has access and whatever, he didn't know. Okay, so the bottom line is, you know, you want to come after me? Fine. I offered an opinion. I offered a guess. I didn't say I knew for sure or I absolutely thought this would be the case. I was trying to analyze. I said, if they have 4, which is what I want them to do, Bill will be up. If they have 3, I thought Bill would be down and Chris Rodriguez would get the start. Instead, just the opposite. And if you're Chris Rodriguez, you got to kind of be wondering, what do I got to do to play? Because the only time he got to play last year is when Eckler was injured, which was 5 games, and when Robinson was injured. And now he's gone. And now even with 4 running backs on the roster, Chris Rodriguez couldn't get into the game yesterday. So that's interesting, and we'll see how that plays out moving forward. I thought, again, Rodriguez would play yesterday. I thought Bill would be added to the mix this week on a short week against Green Bay in an improved defense. I thought it would work out that way. Obviously, I was wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. Don't mess with Bill, baby, because Bill, Jacory Kroski Merritt, kicks some ass. The 11-yard run up the middle was just a terrific job getting off the line of scrimmage by Brandon Coleman and Tyler Biadasz. Just a terrific job by those guys. But Bill hit the hole hard, ran hard, kept his legs churning, forward lean, even made a little dip cut at about 8 or 9 yards down the field into the run and got 11. So you can have a play, a run that is blocked excellently, terrific, and not come away with 11 yards. And yet Bill did. On the touchdown, and Coach Sheehan was breaking it down earlier this morning, so I want to give a tip of the cap to him. It's off of a little read option, right? Bill gets the ball, right? And he sees the defender basically there, and a little shimmy shake, jump cut, and he bounces it to the outside, and he's able to get around the line of scrimmage and get away from getting hit and into the end zone. You can say, again, great blocking. And you're not wrong. I mean, John Bates was out there killing people. Just killing people. But I would probably be willing to bet that if that was Brian Robinson carrying that, Brian Robinson probably would have gone up the middle for maybe a 1 yard gain. Bill, even as a rookie, has the ability right now, so it seems, to see where his blocking is at, to see where a defender is approaching, and to be able to bounce it or to be able to turn it. And when it's not there, meaning the defender right in his face, he's able to go downhill and exploit that. And that stuff you see out of veteran running backs, not rookie running backs, but much like Jaden Daniels. And I'm not trying to compare Bill to Jaden Daniels, like exact same personality, but much like Jaden Daniels, when Bill wasn't eligible to play last year at Arizona and yet worked the scout team and practiced every day and took reps and improved his pass pro and improved his pass catching and improved his runs and learned and stayed active, even though he wasn't allowed to play in games, that should tell you everything you need to know. And yesterday, while he didn't start the game, it was Austin Ekeler. He didn't start the game. Essentially, he was a co-starter, but again, not officially. So I can't say he officially started.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But yesterday, as I've been talking about for, I don't know, 6 weeks, maybe more, remember when Alfred Morris started game one, week one, in New Orleans in 2012 as a sixth-round pick out of Florida Atlantic for Mike and Kyle Shanahan, when the other rookie got all the praise, got all the hype, got all the circumstance, and deserved it at the time. Alfred Morris, all he did was come out and run for 1,600 yards in his rookie year. Sixth-round pick out of Florida Atlantic. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt would have been a fourth-round pick, maybe a fifth-round pick, if he had played. But he turned out to be a seventh-round pick. And maybe, it's just one game. It's just one training camp. It's just a couple of one preseason game because he only played in one. I'm sorry, he played in two. It's a very small sample size, but maybe, just maybe, the Washington Commanders and Adam Peters have their equivalent, if you will, to what Alfred Morris was as a sixth-round pick in 2012 out of Florida Atlantic. Maybe. Let's see. Don't mess with Bill. Time for a trending alert right here, right now, and then your phone calls on the Team 980. We are on the radio on the Team 980 and 980 AM on and through the DMV. As well, we are streaming live on the Odyssey app and as well, iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Your calls straight ahead, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on this Victory Monday. Who shined in your eyes? That's where we'll start. I'll give you some of mine interspersed with the phone calls. That's next, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.